Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. May I please have your first and your last name?
Charlotte Oliver.
All right, thank you. How may I help you, Ms. Oliver?
I was calling. I had passed the course for the CCW. Now, don't you supposed to get a certificate in the mail?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Okay, well, I haven't got mine yet. And I'll get it in December.
Okay, can I get your zip code so I can get an account pulled up for you, Ms. Oliver?
Yes, it's 48026.
All right, thank you. And may I get you to verify your shipping address for me?
16359 Wood Lane, Fraser, Michigan, 48026.
All right, and thank you for verifying that for me. Now, I do see where you did do that course back December the 12th. Now, since you did not receive your certification in the mail, because you should have received it in the mail, but since you did not receive it in the mail, I can have them to send it over to your email address. The reason that I can have them to send it to your email address is because they're not doing any more reships of those certifications, but I can send it there for you.
Okay. That costs a lot of money for not to have a visual.
So what I can do, because now the course itself was $65 by itself. Now, they did charge the extra $20 for the copy of it to be mailed out. So that's what made it $85. Yeah. So since you did not receive your copy, I'm going to refund $20 off of that $85 charge.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, and you're welcome. May I get you to verify your email address, please?
Lord K. Charlotte Oliver 83@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I put the request in for them to send it over to your email address. Within an hour to an hour and a half, check it. They'll send it over to you. And then also, as for the refund, the $20 would go back within 3 to 5 business days.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And you're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Bye.